Schweitzer Oversight Committee has subpoenaed phone records for Joe Biden phone paid by Hunter Biden. By Christina Wong on May 17, 2023. The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed phone records of a phone belonging to President Joe Biden that Hunter Biden's business paid for. According to Peter Schweitzer, Government Accountability Institute president in an interview on Tuesday. Schweitzer said in an interview with 77WABC's Katz and Cosby that it was discovered on Hunter Biden's laptop that he was paying a phone bill for his father from 2009 to 2017, which encompassed the time Biden was vice president. We obtained that phone number and we've shared it with individuals, and the Oversight Committee in Congress is going to subpoena those phone records. And what's important here is that's not a government phone. This is not Joe Biden's private phone that he's paying for himself. It's actually Hunter Biden's business that paid for it, Schweitzer said. I think it's going to yield a lot of interesting information as to who Joe Biden was talking to on this phone that was being paid for by his son, said Schweitzer, who is a senior contributor to Breitbart News and best-selling author of multiple books on corruption by political elites. Schweitzer called the reported removal of the investigative team at the IRS looking into Hunter Biden's alleged tax evasion very troubling. The removal came in alleged retaliation to a whistleblower who had contacted Congress about a possible cover-up going on at the IRS on the case. It's very troubling, the pattern that we're seeing here, Schweitzer said, adding. You have these whistleblower complaints filed by people in the IRS that were looking at Hunter Biden's failure to pay taxes. They issued whistleblower complaint to Congress. The report is that those individuals had been removed from the case, which is contrary to the whistleblower law. You're not allowed to remove somebody from their position just because they filed the whistleblower complaint. Schweitzer said the removal of the investigative team is potentially illegal. He explained. What happened in 2018 was the IRS looked into the fact that Hunter Biden had taken in all this foreign income. We exposed it in secret empires in 2018. That sort of launched the grand jury and you had this IRS investigation. And they basically concluded that Hunter Biden had taken in millions of dollars from foreign sources, had not paid taxes on it. You have this friend, this lawyer in Los Angeles that paid $2 million to the IRS to pay some of the back taxes. But the IRS was looking into charges of tax evasion. They went to congressional committees and complained that they believe there had been political interference from DOJ. I haven't seen the details, but this was the claim. And now lo and behold, the IRS says we're going to remove the team from investigating Hunter Biden, who had been on it now for what, 5 years, and we're going to start apparently gonna have to start the whole thing over. So what does that mean to the investigation? What does that mean? I think it's massive, but first of all, I think it's illegal by the whistleblower statute. You cannot remove somebody from their position simply because they made a whistleblower complaint. Schweitzer's book, Secret Empires: How Our Politicians Hide Corruption and Enrich Their Families and Friends, had exposed in 2018 that Hunter Biden had taken in millions in foreign income and had not paid taxes, which led to the IRS probe and a grand jury investigation. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.